Napnehe Productions presents Retreat!
Written and produced by Andy Ipakshi and Evan McCann.
Episode 4.
Wakey, wakey, cuz! It's Shannon time!
Not now, Shannon! I'm levitating!
Oh my god, you're so awesome! I want to film you! Please, please, please let me in!
Shush! I'm descending!
No, wait, let's film you descending. You'll get so many followers.
I did have a flock of followers in Galway, but when the Gardaí accused me of starting a cult, we had to become a druidic poetry circle.
You're so awesome. So Sky suggested we do diary room this morning.
Well, I suppose, yeah. But maybe after we collaborate on our project.
Okay, so we're definitely Skye's favorites. If she gets Goop to endorse your vlog,
cool.
Imagine.
Sorry, this toga is way too constricting. I'm just going to change into that tunic that you gave me.
Ooh, Bridgie. Ew, what the heck is in this jar? Ugh. It smells so nasty.
Try it. It's 100% natural deodorant.
Ew. No, it stinks like sweat.
It is sweat. My sweat. It's homeopathic. Just try it.
No, thanks. Cool statue. What is this for?
This is the goddess Bridget. She's great for unexpected crises.
Yeah. Put it in my handbag. Who knows?
True. Here. Of all the goddesses, she is the most accessible. Right, let's go.
Good to know. Oh, she's so heavy. That noise, that's coming from the diary room. Let's go get Malarkey.
Shannon, with Goddess Bridget on our side, who needs men?
True. Okay, ready? I'll assume warrior pose. And you bash with... whatever that beast is, over the head with wooden Bridget. Okay? One, two, and...
Put your St. Bridget down and move out of my way.
Teresa, thanks be to Lear. Something is getting murdered.
What the hell is going on in there? Open up! Open up, or I swear to God. Gunter. All right there, Storine.
Yeah, yeah.
Gunter, you really scared us. You should really maybe...
Shush. Listen. Fonderbar.
Is the machine broken?
Nine. That is a submissive trill from an alpha male to his poor dying mama. It's simply breaking my heart. Shush. Listen. Shannon. Shush. With these nano-acoustic devices, we can listen to a mother's parting words to her son. Shush. I finally hear the hope for Stoltz.
Yes. Oh, lovely pet. Come on now.
And there is hope for Stoltz.
There's hope for the planet, you told me before, pet. How about we go get your favourite porridge? Honey glazed turnips, huh? Come on.
Danke. Long live the king.
All righty. Ladies, will you join us?
Actually, honey puts our vata pitta doshas out of whack, but thanks anyway. Oh,
suit yourselves. It's okay, Gunter. It's okay.
Oh. Okay. Our turn, cuz. Hit record.
Okay.
Megacord. Everything we do is you. Audio diary. Press 4 and hold the yellow reset button and spacebar to comply to terms and conditions.
Can you press F4, Shannon, while I hold... it goes too fast to read the conditions.
You hit agree. Thank you, Megacore.
Agree to what?
Record your artistic journey now.
No, we,
I'm like Shannon, like the river, and my rap is flowing. My cousin is the bridge, and her aura's glowing.
Shannon, I imagined a chilled vibe, like meditative. You know, more like a chant, like a sound bath.
No, it's really all about the energy. Like, coming at you from the house of Kayomara, from the east to the west of Connemara. M-bomb in the house, yo.
I heard there was a disturbance around here.
It's all sorted, Malachi. Goodbye.
Oh, it was just that audio guy blaring mating rituals, or God knows what.
Well, now, mating rituals, is it?
Oh, God.
Did it sound anything like this?
Malarkey, you are such a hoot.
Sure, you probably got one look at yourself in your green striped dress and went clean mad.
You're such a crack. Once I went to Whitey Bulger's art gala in Boston, lots of crack there, but not like Irish crack, you know?
Excuse me, but Shannon.
Does Ireland even have drugs?
We're recording our art journey.
Ah, Jesus, you'd sop the joy of a child's birthday party, so you would. Shannon, what do you say we ditch the Wicked Witch and head off on my new quad bike? You'd be the first to ride me from behind.
Very tempting, you naughty boy.
By the power of Morrigan, Shannon, if you go off with this shapeshifter, I'll cut the etheric cord between us for good.
See that? I told you, she's a witch.
Honey, he's just having a little friendly visit. He's okay.
Yeah, go jump on your broomstick, you miserable old crone.
No, that I am carrying a sage stick and I am not afraid to use it.
Bridget, put the lighter down.
Don't think I won't light it. I'll untether you from my genome forever.
What? You can't do that. Our shared DNA is simply untetherable. Come on, cuz. Give Shannon the lighter.
Get out of it, would you? All you'll do is set off the sprinklers, you stupid bitch. Here, gimme!
Shannon! He stole my last sage stick and my Lanzarote lighter.
Well, you almost set off the sprinklers. You got what you deserved. What? Wait, Bridget! Oh, I was way too harsh. Bridget, sorry! Please come back!
Ah, she'll cool down, I'd say. Sure, now that I have you, sit down there on my knee a minute.
Malarkey.
You drive me mad. You're so sexy, I can't control myself.
I can't help being sexy. Now, can I get back to work now?
Sure, I won't stop you. Just sit right here on my knee. It's just a knee, Shannon. I'm not asking you to marry me.
I just want to record my creative process. And it'll just be boring to you.
Ah, you're not boring me at all. Artists treat me like a nobody, you know.
Well, I think of you as my equal, even though you're just a janitor.
Shannon, please continue recording.
Go on. Tell me about what you all been doing and creating.
So, every day Bridget and I manifest. Oh, malarkey, what should I say?
I don't know. I'm just a poor laborer. Explain making art in simple terms. I'd say the German works hard.
If you think sitting on a log with headphones and a mic at the lake is hard work, sure.
Well, you slave away, you poor pet. And what about Mary? Any new poems?
Come to think of it, no. But bless her heart, because she's so sweet to me.
Sweet? She's not sweet at all. I heard her saying to the others that you're not an artist, but a fake.
Mary? Said that about me?
She's just like Brad. Do the others agree?
No, forget about it, right? Who cares what Damien and Mary thinks?
Damien?
I shouldn't have told you.
Well, Damien just moans on about Irish history like they were oppressed. Boy, I want to shake him to talk about the fun Irish stuff, you know, like dancing and rivers and drunk leprechauns or ballsy limericks, you know?
You don't tell him. Which one of them actors said the USA is full of Egypts?
Probably the French one, Pinko.
She's working at Una's now, is she?
Bridget says Agnes's art is just piled up junk glued with sawdust and a half-dead dog.
Shannon, I'm just a grunt, but I know you're the best artist of all.
Thank you. Well, we'll see. So far, these long nails prevent me from doing much.
Shannon, dear, I don't suppose...
Suppose what? What? Come on.
Who am I kidding? I mean, why would a famous artist like you want a guy with a rock-hard washboard, six-pack abs like me? I'm a nobody to you.
Huh. Malarkey, actually. I'm a nobody, too. My so-called art career, it's solely based on some radio station contest prizes.
Still, that's something.
From my ex-husband's radio station.
Oh, I see. What about that cousin of yours? A real poet or what?
Well, she publishes poems on her newsletter, but no subscribers.
I see. So she's a fraud.
No. Bridget is a poet / healer. I'm a witness. She like appeared with a Virgin Mary like halo behind her head.
Jesus. So you fell for the old sun behind the head halo trick now?
She wouldn't do that to me.
Well, let me have a look at your quilt. It must be finished by now. You hide it up here, do you?
Oh, no! Malarkey, stop it! Stop it! This is serious!
Oh, Joe, you bitch! Shannon, you hurt me, and I'm just trying to help.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just so confused.
Look, forget about it. You're working too hard. And who cares what Gunther thinks?
Gunther, the stoat geek? Does everyone here think I'm a fake? Well, here's proof that I'm a real artist.
Ah, only two sketches. You did these?
Well, because my nails are long, I can't hold a pencil, so Bridget just drew for us both. Oh my God.
There you go. Pour your heart out there now, Shannon. Directly into that Megacore diary microphone.
Shannon in the house. And I'm no artist. The others are right. I'm just a big fat nothing. Not even fat, I'm liposuctioned.
Maybe don't compare yourself to the others. They're off making masterpieces. You're just learning.
Masterpieces? They're all just lays around doing nothing like parasites. And it's becoming increasingly difficult for me to honor my positivity practice, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Recording complete. Press End key to authorize use for testimonial. Press End key to indicate consent. Process key witness Shannon Lasriata in the case of Kathleen O'Mara's Arts Trust violations.
No! That's you all banjaxed.
Huh? Banjaxed? I didn't finish.
Oh, but you did, love. You're finished. You all are.
What? What did you say?
Am I interrupting?
I guess not. He's gone.
Ah, my audioscope device. There it is.
Gunter? Are you a good listener?
Yes. It's what I do best.
I was just fooling around with malarkey.
There is no fooling with muslids, Shannon. This is Malarkey territory, and he is King Stort here. I am an exotic bird, but you, my dear, you are his hypnotized rabbit.
Rabbit?
He hypnotized you. Yes?
Yeah.
With his merry dance.
Yeah.
Just like Stoats hypnotize helpless little rabbits.
But now what happens?
Next, he'll pounce on you and rip out your throat. Don't cry. That's just his nature.
What about my nature?
Predators always get the rabbits.
Not this goddamn rabbit. Here. Hang on to St. Bridget's statue for me.
Ooh, she's heavy. Where will you hide?
Oh, no, I'm not hiding. I'm going to the fairy fort to see Bridget to rekindle my Celtic fire.
It sounds like a plan. Very good boots. It's slippery out there. Shush, back to my grieving king.
Well, there's some commotion out there. I can tell you, Nora, you're one the hippie was up the tree.
Here we go again. Flip the poppadoms in the pan, would you?
Down there by the grotto, and you're one the yank screaming like a banshee. Bridgie, cuz, calm down.
How many times do I have to tell you? Sure, it's probably a play or whatnot. Your artist, Teresa.
Oh, Jajetski's no artist, is she? She was yelling at your hippie one too.
Honestly, Teresa, just stay away from that fairy fort from now on.
Jajetski says she'll turn our fairy fort into a yoga stadium, Nora. She'll take over the place, so she will.
Now you listen. Kathleen's will said this place was for artists.
But Nora, what if we lose our jobs?
Nonsense. Ring that feckin' gong now or I'll lose your job for you.
Oh, just you wait. And where will you go? Joe the postman is delivering my DNA results soon. Then I'll go and live with my real father. But you... you've got no one.
Out! Out of my sight, Teresa. Bang the gong. And you there, get chopping.
Mary, how's your villanelle going?
My poetry's muses on standby.
What? Why ever so?
I heard Jajetski's been measuring the fairy fort for a yoga studio.
Oh, that's balderdash, Mary.
Good evening, Mary, Barney, Gunter, Agnes.
Damien, Sky wants to cut the fairy fort down.
Fairies again, huh? The real magic around here is my latest sculpture. It's my best ever.
Guys, I don't even have a drop of Irish blood.
Good evening, all. It's been confirmed. Shannon's so-called cousin is, in fact, an imposter. I smelled a rat, so I researched Shannon's DNA with my Megacore access card.
But we do both have double helixes, so we must be related somehow.
Double helixes? But... we all have.
Shannon, face it. Bridget is only after your money. She's a scammer.
Bridget? No, she's not. It was my idea to give her my tunic.
Where is the purple, Bridget? Now, Shannon, will you still be paying for her dinner?
See, Shannon, she is a leech.
She's the generous one. Only this morning, she offered me some of her homeopathic deodorant.
Well, she reeks like a twice-dead skunk. I see you didn't take any.
Now, ladies, I do need to tally up and tell Nora. Will Bridget be dining with us tonight or not?
She's perched herself in a tree like a cuckoo. So unless Malarkey gets his axe and starts chopping...
Ha! Malarkey, that'll be the day when that fellow breaks a sweat.
Sky Jajetski, just what are your intentions with the sacred fairy fort? She's up there protesting for a reason, and you're it.
Shouldn't you be sticking to stanzas instead of sticking your nose into other people's business?
We'd all like to know, Sky.
Oh, I would have thought you'd all be more interested in your upcoming exhibition. Who has their guest list ready for me? No one? Huh, thought so. Well, that's why I've taken the liberty to invite my own VIP Global Patrons of the Arts.
Oh, very kind of you, but...
No, I'm not kind. I'm all business, and this place needs to be ritzed up.
Sadly, we have no funds to ritz up.
Even if Megacore picks up the tab?
Well, that would be a horse of a different colour, I'd say.
During the renovations of your slum, I'll lodge you all at Una's local B&B with your smug French cohort.
Una doesn't have enough rooms.
The Department of Health condemned all her upstairs rooms.
Yes, I'm aware. Damien and Shannon will be staying with me in the nearest five-star hotel. Questions?
Ha! There isn't a five-star hotel between here and Dublin.
We'll be ushered by chopper. Next!
My director's lodge could stay as is.
Barney, these are PWBs.
Provo Witnesses Belfast?
Philanthropists Without Borders. Richer than Nora's buttercream.
Is she serving buttercream tonight?
Oh, mon Dieu. If Olivov Smirnov knew.
Olivov Smirnov?
Yes, him! Oh, you're like lost sheep.
Please, let's sit down, everyone. Thank you, Teresa.
Toast to our patron of the arts.
Oh, thank you. Very decent, Mary.
Kathleen O'Mara and her visionary will for freedom of expression.
Oh, well, we'll soon see what the will actually says. According to law.
I know exactly what it says. It's in the grand hallowed halls of Ars, in which I am a member.
I'd give anything to see inside the hallowed hall of ARSE.
Mary, Kathleen's will has since been relocated, and my legal team is examining it as...
What the bloody hell? You stupid bog trotter. This is mulberry silk.
It is? May I just touch it, Sky?
Sorry now! I swear the house ghost nudged my hand. Oh dear, and on curry night as well. Such a pity.
Accidents do happen. I'll dab it off with my napkin, shall I?
You're rubbing it in, you dunce! That's it! I'm done with the niceties. Shannon, Damien, you're coming with me.
Okay, I'll just go get my bags.
Yeah, I must get my dictionary.
No need. Your packed bags are already in the chopper. As for the rest of you muppets, Una will be waiting. And Barney, your sad sack house clod, make her vanish. Pronto!
I say, such dramatics. Bravo. Mary, remember Elton John's old tantrums during his old stays? Never a dull moment here, I say. Crikey. Do pass the fresh coriander, Gunter.
Mm-hmm.